arriving in the room, on your seat, in the body, there's something to just landing into stillness and the intention to be still with ourselves for a little while. To be still with something is to meet whatever it is with a more full attention. Intimacy so often simply can mean, I will take the time to be with this. I'm not rushing away. Arriving into stillness with ourselves in a circle of folks sitting. In this exact moment of this exact day, this year, this part of our life. The stillness of the sitting posture translates or unfolds as an invitation towards stilling or slowing the seemingly endless waterfall of thoughts and feelings, reactions to this life that pour through the mind and heart and body. And coming into stillness doesn't mean that immediately that which has been moving stops. It may more feel like coming into stillness highlights or shows us what is still moving. So we land in the sitting posture, and we might, after a few minutes, just start to notice how tired we are. How there hasn't been deep rest. Tiredness and dullness is really a sign that we haven't stopped moving. Or we sit for a few minutes and we find the opposite hindrance, restlessness. Or in the mind, anxiety, worry, in the heart. Again, the inability to stop or to rest. Or we sit and we find the relief of stopping, like a great exhale at the end of our day. Wherever we are in the cycle of our projects, to take, as my teacher Sylvia would say, every day, the gesture of stillness. So arriving in the sitting posture, in the slowed down posture, the first opening can be just opening to what is here, what is already happening. Feeling the energy that's rolling through, the momentum of our life. This basic mindfulness, knowing what's happening, the state of the heart, the body, mind, really has two aspects we can feel as we sit in meditation. The first is just the noticing, the pure witness. This is what's happening. There's restlessness or calm, dullness or brightness. Thought is drawn toward something or not. The state is pleasant or unpleasant, even subtly. Just knowing in a simple way what's happening. And it can be helpful to give this state a very simple label. One word or two. Often either a sensation word or an emotion word is helpful. Heavy, worried. Or spacious, easeful, labeling our state in this way, we step back from being embedded in the constant flow, and we just acknowledge this is what's happening. This is the name for my experience in this moment. If you have a label for your experience, you might say it a few times in the mind, and then just rest into it with a kind of curiosity, intimacy. If it's an unpleasant state, even just bowing to it and tolerating it for a moment, relaxing around the resistance. Even just to say the word, unpleasant, unpleasant, painful, makes a little distance and a little steadiness in the heart. The second aspect to mindfulness here is to sense whether this state is conducive to deepening in practice, what we would call wholesome. Or if it's a state that is more disruptive or fragmenting, not to be cultivated. So if I find a lot of restlessness, we think of that as an unwholesome state or a state not to cultivate. I might focus on the contact of my body with the floor, deepen the breath, focus on the out-breath. In whatever way I can, calm the restless feeling. An unwholesome state is to be diminished as best we can. Not worried about success or failure. Just practicing. If we find a state that we think of as wholesome, inspiration, curiosity, calm, joy, equanimity, noticing that, those states are to be strengthened. And we could just feel it, feel the quality of the wholesome state and allow that to, or invite it to blossom through our being. Leaning into it. Again, without grasping or success or failure, just as practice. The way a musician, hearing that they're playing a little out of tune, doesn't stop playing, but just adjusts as they go. Practices, listening more deeply. Refining the tone. So over time we learn our states and we practice leaning the heart-mind toward the states of peace, brightness, and away from the states of constriction and confusion, grasping, resistance. And we'll continue in this way, anchoring attention with the breath or the body or any meditation practice, shepherding our states toward ease. Resting into the joy and the simple nourishment of stillness in the body and mind.